A new trail for ice skaters is up and running in northern Wisconsin. The Glide Ice Skating Ribbon covers nearly a mile around Boulder Junction's Winter Park.
Inspired by similar paths in Canada, this is likely the first ice skating trail of its kind here in Wisconsin.
And Mary Jones is Executive Director of the Boulder Junction Chamber of Commerce. She joins us now. Mary, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Take us along this brand new ice skating ribbon in Winter Park in Boulder Junction. Describe it for us.
Yes, so the Glide, that is what we're calling the skating ribbon, is 0.8 miles long and it goes through the woods. So unlike an ice rink where you're kind of skating in a circle, seeing the same view the whole time you're skating, when you're skating on the ice ribbon, you are actually moving along a trail through the woods. So you're getting to see all of the trees, the wildlife, the nature.
And it takes you through a loop, right? So you end up right where you started after almost a mile?
That is correct.
And how long does it take to traverse the Glide?
It depends on how quickly you can skate.
Are there speed skaters out there trying to set records, or is it a leisurely, or is it whatever you make of it?
It's truly whatever you make of it. We have, you know, first-time skaters out there. We've got kids who are just learning how to skate that are out there enjoying it. And then we also have, you know, people who have been skating for the last 30 years who are also enjoying it, but maybe you're a little bit more confident and a little bit faster than I am.
Mary, take us through the Glide, through the forest in Winter Park, and tell us what we see and experience on this trail.
It's completely forested, so you have gorgeous views of snow-covered trees. Of course, the wildlife, not too much because we're, you know, humans making human noises. So they're a little bit skittish, but you will definitely see some birds. You will definitely see squirrels. You might get a glimpse of some deer.
Ooh. And what are the hours of operation for the Glide?
The Glide is open daily from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Ooh. So what are night skates like?
Very nice. There are lights throughout the facility. So Winter Park itself is lighted. And then there are solar lights along the Glide. So they are set to their dim setting normally, but they are motion activated. So as you get near, they do get brighter so you can see where you're going.
So the Glide Ice Skating Ribbon opened just before the new year. What's attendance been like so far, Mary?
Attendance has been beyond any of our expectations, honestly. They did put some trail counters out there, and this past week, we just checked them for the first time. The numbers I was given include almost 1,300 people on New Year's Eve.
Wow! Over 12 hours on New Year's Eve, you hosted over 1,300 skaters?
Now, some of those could be people, you know, taking the loop multiple times.
Sure.
But yes, they counted 1,300, I guess, uses of the Glide.
Do we know where visitors are coming from? Is it, I don't think Boulder Junction has a population of 1,300, does it? So where's everybody coming from to visit the Glide?
People are coming from all over. We are getting people in our office here from, you know, neighboring communities who are just spending a couple hours here in town. As far away, we had a couple up here from Mexico over the weekend who wanted to go ice skating.
Absolutely. And see the ice skating through the forest, not just in circles. And I'm wondering, have we seen something like this before? Where did you get the idea for the Glide in Boulder Junction, Mary?
This is the only one of its kind in Wisconsin. And as far as I know, the Midwest. One of our park board members, actually, his wife found a video online of a similar ice skating trail in Ontario, Canada. So they decided that Boulder Junction needed something like that. They took it to the parks board, and the park board said, "You're right, we definitely need that here." And they've been working on it behind the scenes all summer long, working to get things ready. And then as soon as it got cold enough to start laying the ice, they've been doing it.
What's that process like? What does it take to build an ice skating ribbon?
It took them 2 or 3 weeks of consistent work once the ground was cold enough to build up that layer of ice. So they do have a water tank that's dropping the water on the trail. They have it down to a science, how fast they need to go, how to spread it out, how to get it perfect. So they've worked on that for about 2 weeks before they had a thick enough layer of ice. They also purchased a Zamboni that is pulled by a tractor to keep the ice clean and clear and really high quality.
So you've got a Zamboni out on the glide. That's exciting. We're talking about a new ice skating ribbon in northern Wisconsin with Mary Jones, Boulder Junction Chamber of Commerce director. Mary, for those that don't have skates, would they be able to rent them on site?
Yes. So at Winter Park, there is a collection of skates just available for people to use. First come, first serve. So there's no guarantee that they're going to have your size. If you don't own skates already and you want to be sure that you're going to have some skates to use, one of the stores here in Boulder Junction called Coontail, they're a sporting goods store, they have ice skates available for rent.
And what's the season do you expect? How long can this glide be around throughout the winter? Is it as long as we stay freezing? And a brief look at your forecast over the next week or so says we're not going to get anywhere close to that.
Yep. So as long as it's cold enough to keep the ice frozen, they intend to have it out there and open for people to use. We're hoping at least to get into March. If we can go longer with it, we will.
How important are volunteers to the Glide Ice Skating Ribbon?
Incredibly important. All of this work has been by volunteers.
Wow.
The Parks Board is comprised of all volunteers. And they've pulled in their friends, acquaintances, ice skating groups to help them do this work. So there's a group of about 20 core volunteers that have put in, 12-hour days to make this possible.
Going all the way back to this summer, right? I mean, this started, this takes a lot of planning. And what do the volunteers have to say about their work, their efforts, and the results?
They're all incredibly happy to see this come to life. It's so nice for them to be able to see what they've been working towards happen, all of the people out there enjoying it, and they're out there enjoying it as well.
Of course. Do you have any plans for special events, or have you considered other events that might take place at Winter Park as part of the Glide Ice Skating Ribbon?
Nothing that I can announce publicly yet.
Oh.
But yes, we do hope to utilize that space for events.
And was there an argument to be made for this ice skating ribbon? Was there a reason? Some of the things I'd seen was there wasn't this kind of snow that snowmobilers from the area counted on in the winter, and there needed to be some winter sports and winter events in the North Woods.
That definitely did play a role in making this happen. As we all remember, last winter was not good for us. Here in Boulder Junction and in Vilas County, our snowmobile trails did not open at all last season. And so far this year, they have not opened. Mm. So really pushing those other outdoor activities to bring people in. We are a tourism-based economy. So having other opportunities for people to enjoy the outdoors here is very important to us.
What other events are taking place at Winter Park in Boulder Junction, Mary?
So at Winter Park, it's not just the ice skating ribbon. There is also an ice skating rink.
Okay.
As well as a sledding hill. And then, of course, the warming hut, a fire pit, and a pavilion that could be utilized for serving concessions and things.
So for those who are considering making the trip to Boulder Junction and experiencing the first of its kind, as far as we know in the Midwest, of this glide, nearly 1 mile long ice skating ribbon, what's the best way to plan ahead, and how would you, what would you advise families and friends to do if they're gonna make their way to you?
Well, if you're planning your trip, definitely give my office a call or visit our website. You can get a hold of us at 1-800-GO-MUSKIE or
easy.
Find us online at boulderjct.org. And that's going to be your first step for planning any of your trip up here.
The Glide now open at Winter Park in Boulder Junction in Vilas County. Mary Jones, Director of the Boulder Junction Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Mary Jones is the executive director of the Boulder Junction Chamber of Commerce, and she talked with us about the town's new ice skating path, which opened last month. And we'd love to hear about your winter excursions, whether it's skating through the pine trees or candlelight nature hikes. Tell us about how you get outdoors in the Wisconsin winter and your recommendations for staying active on cold days.
Yes, share your story. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. And we'd love to incorporate your winter adventures into future conversations on the show.